Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and empathy. Now, I know what you're thinking, oh great, another lecture on being nice to myself. But trust me, this is way deeper than that. In a world that constantly pushes us to be more, do more, achieve more, it's easy to forget about the most important person in our lives. Ourselves. We need to remember that we are human, we make mistakes, and sometimes we just plain mess things up. But instead of beating ourselves up over every little slip-up, what if we learned to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend? That's what self-compassion is all about, being kind and understanding towards yourself, even when you're struggling. And guess what? It's not just about feeling good, it's actually scientifically proven to make us happier, healthier, and more resilient. So, how do we practice this amazing superpower called self-compassion? Let's break it down. First off, recognize that suffering is a part of life. We all go through tough times, relationships end, dreams get crushed, you know the drill. The key is not to try and avoid suffering altogether, because let's be honest, that's impossible, but to learn how to navigate it with grace and understanding. Next up, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle, we all have insecurities, we all make mistakes. Connecting with others, sharing our experiences, and knowing that we're all in this together can be incredibly comforting. Ever felt like you were the only one going through something tough? You know that feeling when you finally find someone who understands exactly what you're going through? Priceless. Third, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a good friend. If your best pal was going through a rough patch, wouldn't you offer them words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a warm hug? Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of care and support. Now, this doesn't mean letting yourself off the hook when you need to take responsibility for your actions. But it does mean approaching yourself with understanding and forgiveness instead of harsh criticism and self-judgment. Think about a time when you really messed up, maybe you said something hurtful, made a dumb decision, or just generally had a bad day. How would you talk to a friend who was in that situation? Would you yell at them, call them names, or make them feel worse? Probably not. So why are we so quick to do that to ourselves? Let's talk about empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's like stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing the world through their eyes. Practicing empathy can be as simple as listening actively when someone is talking, trying to see things from their perspective, and offering a genuine word of support. It's about remembering that everyone has their own unique story, their own struggles, and their own triumphs. Ever notice how much more connected you feel when you truly listen to someone and try to understand where they're coming from? It's amazing how powerful empathy can be in building stronger relationships and creating a more compassionate world. Think back to the last time you felt truly understood, someone who listened without judgment, saw your perspective, and made you feel heard. That feeling of connection, of knowing that someone really gets you, is incredibly powerful. Now imagine spreading that kind of understanding and compassion to everyone around you. Remember, folks, self-compassion and empathy aren't just feel-good concepts. They are essential skills for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So let's start treating ourselves and each other with the kindness and understanding we all deserve. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset Wisdom. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder to be kinder to themselves and others. Until next time, keep it real and keep it mindful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.